Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome officially to what I am now calling Ask Stassi. If you're a Khaleesi, you know that I've been trying to figure out what to title this podcast or this extra podcast, this extra episode. So if this is the first thing, if you have never listened to my podcast before and this is the first time you're listening to it, first of all, I'm sorry. Maybe tune into another one before this one. I will explain. I have an extra podcast a week where I'm basically doing this alone and I'm reading your emails, answering your emails and your questions and just connecting with all of you guys. And okay, well, you know what? That was enough of a preface situation. So I'm just going to like get back into the whole reason why I chose Ask Stassi. So I've been trying to figure out what to call this extra podcast because I'm going to be honest. I struggle with I'm very insecure about where I stand in the podcast world and if I'm doing a good job or if I need to be doing something better or, you know, I want to be able to do the best job that I can. I have a weird complex about winning, but with this, it's really not about winning. I love this. I love that I have this job. I feel so fortunate that I get to have this podcast where I connect with so many of you and I read every single email that y'all send me and I cry sometimes because I feel so emotional about, well, I'm a Cancer, you know, we're all very sensitive. Cancers are sensitive. And, but I'm serious. I tear up sometimes and smack myself because I'm like, why are you crying? You don't even know this person. What, like, this is just a random email. But I feel that way. I am very fortunate that I get to have this job and connect with so many people that I truly feel like I have so much in common with, because every fucking email that I read, it's like, what? You mean that, like, we all have the same sense of humor? I'm like, oh my God, every email I read, I'm like, I'm reading an email that sounds like I wrote it to somebody else. And that's basically why I'm obsessed with my Khaleesis. I'm obsessed with you. And I love you guys. And it sounds so fucking self-serving and pretentious to say, I love you guys. I love my listeners or I love my fans. That makes me want to puke. I swear to God, I feel like throwing up on myself that I'm going to stick my two fingers down my throat so that I just, you know, make myself throw up because I just said that. And that is why I call listeners Khaleesis, because I feel like we're all together and we're all the same and we're all relating to each other and going through all of these different experiences. And it's been probably more rewarding for me than it even is for anybody else that has written me. And I just really want to say thank you so much. Okay, I probably will get emo again, but I'm going to explain the fact that I finally named this extra podcast because I have been trying to figure it out. What do you name when you have a podcast and it's a once a week podcast and then all of a sudden you add an extra episode a week, but it's not going to be the same as the one that you already have. So what do you name it? Because I don't want people to be confused and to think that it's going to be the same thing. And so it's tough. And so I got so many different people writing me, giving me suggestions as to what the extra half an hour podcast should be titled. And I did a poll. And so, well, let me just list my favorites. So one of them was Stassi Says. So like hashtag Stassi Says. Another one was hashtag Shots with Stassi. There was hashtag Stassi snippets, hashtag ask Stassi. I mean, there was a billion. And I, thanks to a lot of you guys, I was able to make a Twitter question poll thing and have everybody vote. And I had how many votes? You know, I won't say how many votes because it doesn't really look like that many, but it was enough to where I got an answer, and it was the answer that I didn't think was going to win. It was Ask Stassi, which was my favorite title because I like anything that doesn't have too many characters and is quick to type and simple and to the point. So like when you see it visually, you know exactly what you're clicking on. You know what, you know what that's about, because I was all over shots with Stassi. I mean, I'm an alcoholic, so like, well, a functioning one, don't judge. So there's that. So I'm like, oh, what's going to be better than shots with Stassi? I mean, it kind of sounds like Cocktails with Chloe or my boyfriend's old show, Cocktails with Patrick. So like, maybe it sounds like I'm copying, but like, who really cares? Because I mean, I'm the number one alky, and I feel like that's all that matters. And then when somebody told me, ask Stassi, I'm like, you know, I feel like if anybody were to go and type in my podcast on iTunes and type in Straight Up with Stassi and they saw Ask Stassi, then they would understand that, okay, this extra podcast is about you guys, and it's about people asking questions and us all communicating, because we're all just this like community, and I love that. And I feel like it's straightforward and to the point. And I actually didn't realize that it won because it was losing. Ask Stassi was losing in the polls. And as I was looking at the polls, I realized that even if it lost, I was going to choose it anyway, because listen, a short hashtag is gold. You know what I mean? That's the whole reason I chose my, I mean, I turned my Twitter handle into @Stassi, because then you can add like so many characters into your Twitter posts. You know what I mean? So if you do hashtag ask Stassi, that's way different. And it's like, oh my God, you get like seven more characters or something than hashtag shots with Stassi. I mean, right? Listen, okay. If I sound a little cuckoo or drunk or psycho, that's because I'm all of those things right now. I'm having a tough time. I said this last time on my extra podcast when I was by myself. I'm having somewhat of a tough time emotionally, and I'm trying to figure my shit out. And I don't want to lie to anybody. I feel like I pride myself on being honest on this podcast and talking about my life and expressing my emotions and not holding anything back. And I'm just feeling a little down, even though I'm a happy person. There are just certain things that make me feel insecure, make me feel just a little depressed. And I think, I would hope that everybody goes through that, but I just want to be honest with you guys. But you know what I am so happy about? The fact that I have come up with my extra podcast name. So from here on out, if you ever want to tweet me or email me or look up my extra podcast on iTunes, look up the episodes that are Ask Stassi. So from here on out, it is Ask Stassi : and whatever the topic is. So yeah, whoever voted for that, congrats. Winners. Okay, so sorry to get into like this weird like downer situation where I'm talking about like feeling depressed all of a sudden. I apologize. I hope you can relate to that, and that is why I'm being honest with you guys. Even if you're a happy person and you have nothing to be depressed about and you have a great life, you have great friends, a great relationship, great family, awesome pets and a good home, like sometimes there are just things that get you down. I feel like that's just 2000 motherfucking 16. You know what I mean? So if you're feeling like that, don't get down on yourself, because I'm trying not to get down on myself, because I'm trying to recognize that there's really nothing to be sad about. I think that just sometimes most of us go through this experience where we feel like what we're doing isn't enough. Nothing's ever enough. And maybe that's just the generation that I'm in. I know a lot of you are in the same generation, not all of you, but a lot of you are in the same generation that I'm in. And I feel like we're all going through the same thing where even if you are doing superbly and your life is great, sometimes you just feel like nothing is ever good enough. And that sucks. People shouldn't feel like that. We shouldn't be feeling like that. And I don't know where that came from. Is it social media? Like, what is it? Like, is it just times have changed and things are different and, you know, there are different expectations on each of us. Or it doesn't matter, like, how old you are, what your gender is or race is or what you look like. We all have these same crazy expectations that are placed on our shoulders and it fucking sucks. And I'm going through the same thing. If you're going through it, I'm relating to you. And please email me because I read every single email and I enjoy every single one of them. And I try and respond to as many as I can. But I just feel like I want to open up a dialogue to where people feel comfortable to talk about the fact that they feel this way. Because I don't feel like enough people say, hey, I'm feeling insecure. Or I don't feel good enough. Or, you know, I could be doing better. I could be doing more. Or I should be married. I should have a child. Or I should have a better job. Or I should have a better house. Or I shouldn't be leasing. I should be owning this. Or, you know, fuck that. I am so over expectations. I am so over that. If you feel like you're less than in any way, please don't feel like that. I'm talking to you right now. Don't ever feel like that. Because every other person who seems like they have their shit together, they don't. No one truly ever has his or her shit together. I don't know one person that is totally content in their lives, his or her life, and feels like they have nothing. They've achieved everything, and they're just like right on track with what they should be doing. I think that's like a huge misconception about, I don't know, the world, that there are people that are content. Is anyone actually content? I mean, I just realized that I was reading emails. I came home from New Orleans, and I normally read all of y'all's emails when I'm on a plane or when I'm at home and I have free time to like seriously sit down and focus, and I've already worn out my dog, so they're sleeping. Like, I have all of these like different times where I can read your emails, and I've recognized that we're all going through the same thing, and that everyone, well, so many of you guys are emailing me about the fact that you don't feel like you're doing enough. And that is just, it's such a frustrating situation. It's so frustrating to read that, even though I'm so happy to read these emails. It just makes me realize that we're in a weird ass time where we have this weird pressure, and I don't get why it's like that or why we feel that way and where it's coming from. Like, is it from magazines? Is it from social media? Is it from our parents? Is it like, what is it? It's weird. It's crazy. And I just want to let you know that I get that I'm running my mouth and it might not be making sense, but I'm with you. And I feel you. And I get it. Sorry that the first, 15 minutes of this hasn't been funny or maybe not even entertaining, and I apologize for that. I wanted to get serious because I love reading y'all's emails, which makes me feel like I love you, and I feel like you're my family and you're my friends, and this is it's just a, it's a community. So I'm not always gonna be entertaining. Sometimes I want to just get fucking real. You know, I feel like people need to get real a lot more. No more pretending like your life is perfect or putting on a facade, you know, like pretending to your friends and family and or anybody else or to your friends on Facebook that your life is awesome. Where does that get you? It doesn't get you anywhere. What really like makes you happy is to be open with where you're at and to be self-deprecating and to be honest and to not have secrets and to not hide things. When you're open with who you are and what your life is so much more fucking fun. And I'm telling you that because I was somebody 8 years ago that used to just pretend that my life was perfect. And then finally I just had enough and I'm like, no, you know what? That's not even my personality. I grew up being honest about everything and I didn't have a filter. And in high school, I didn't have a filter and I just said whatever was on my mind. And then for a couple of years, I just thought, I live in LA now and I have to be perfect. And that didn't work for me. It didn't. And it honestly, it doesn't work for anybody. When you're honest about everything and you are just letting yourself go and putting your shit out on the table, you are happier than, oh my gosh, like you could ever fucking imagine. It is just the best way to just be a content, decent, happy person. Oh my God, I'm going to throw up on myself because I feel like I sound like I'm on a soapbox and I'm preaching to all of you guys and like it's really not my style. I just feel like I'm going through life changes that I really need to talk about because, well, y'all are my outlet and I appreciate you guys. And when I'm out and I meet you, some of you that listen to my podcast and y'all come up to me, it gives me... the feeling I get is more, the emotional feeling is it's way more intense and meaningful than I could ever imagine. So I'm here to just tell you guys what I'm going through and hope to help you guys as well. All right. I'll stop with my serious rant. Jesus, what the fuck is going on with me right now? Damn it. I don't know. Listen, emotions are getting the best of me. Please don't email me that this podcast episode has been the most boring. Save it. Okay. Thanks. Okay. I'm going to get to some questions from you guys and talk about more lighthearted things. Someone has been signing my email up and one of my best friends, Sheena Menina, up for random websites. You know what I mean? Like when you can like go on a website and like type in your email to like become a member of that site. Cool. Okay. So that happened to both me and Sheena. And my most recent one that I got was emails from whattoexpect.com. Yep. Okay. Who is this? I feel like I should like do this thing like, will a real Slim Shady please stand up? Yeah. One of you guys, please stand up. Who signed me up? Because listen, my email, my podcast and blog email that I check to read your emails, that's public. So it's on that email. And I just want to know who is signing me up for whattoexpect.com. I mean, is this a way of telling me that I've gained some stomach weight? I know. Listen, I am apple shaped. I've accepted that. I've got thin limbs. You know, my legs are relatively thin. My arms are. But my boobs and my stomach are not. And my ass is flat. So I could look like I'm a member of whattoexpect.com. I just need whoever it is out there to raise their hand. You know what I mean?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, for realsies, do you guys like free stuff? I mean, it's my favorite thing. I'm about to give you a gift right now. Literally, just free. You know how I'm obsessed with pop culture. I love actually like a ton of different things. I love weddings. I love architecture. I love home, you know, interior design. I love researching the Kardashians like a basic bitch. That is why Texture.com is the best, because Texture is an app that you can download on your smartphone or your tablet, and you get access to every single magazine out there. Doesn't matter what the category is. They have back issues. So if you there's a magazine that you didn't get to see a while ago, they have it on their app. And it's a subscription-based situation. So instead of going to your grocery store and like just, you know, impulsively picking up magazines and spending a shit ton of money on it, because I'm telling you, that all adds up, you can just download this app and have a subscription and get everything you want. In addition to that, you can tailor it to your own preferences. So if you're only interested in, say, like Chris Hemsworth, because aren't we all, you can just get articles on Chris Hemsworth from every other magazine. I mean, seriously, it's the best. It's like Daily Mail on crack. So go to texture.com/Stassi and you get a free trial right now. Free. Free. Texture.com/Stassi. So TEXTURE.com/Stassi. And you get to see whatever the fuck you want for free right now. Do it. Okay. So y'all, I had like a major crazy experience last week. I got home from New Orleans. So I was only supposed to be in New Orleans for like 4 days. And whenever I go home, since I'm from New Orleans, in case you didn't know, I always realize that like no time is enough time. And I always end up extending my stay. And so I did that again because I have so many friends still there that I grew up with. And I feel so fortunate for that, that like I'm still best friends with everybody that I met the same day in the first day of kindergarten. And that's amazing. And I still have so many family members out there that I want to be able to spend as much time as I can. And so I always spend more time out there than I realize that like when I book my ticket ahead of time. Basically what I'm saying is like, you know what? I think we should all just start buying one ways, because you never know when you want to go home or you want to stay. Anyway, so I went home to LA later than I thought I would. And my friend Sheena Shea asked me to go to a charity event. And at first I was like, seriously, I'm fucking tired. I feel salty and obese because all I've done is drink like crazy ass sugary drinks, eat, I don't know, jambalaya, gumbo, crawfish etouffee, like, I mean, all my favorites from New Orleans. Like, I don't feel that hot. I haven't got a spray tan in like a week and a half. My extensions are like way growing out. Like, nothing about me is hot right now. I really don't think I'm capable of going to an event. Like, that honestly makes me kind of want to kill myself. And then she goes, well, it's an event that was modeled after Norma Jean Baker, aka Marilyn Monroe, which, listen, I've said this before. I'm a basic bitch and there's nothing wrong with that. I think every single, well, not that, that's a broad, that's a, no, I mean, like, that's an insane statement to make. A lot of us out here have always related to Marilyn Monroe. And why is that? Do you ever wonder if you relate to Marilyn Monroe, why it is that you do? Ever since I was a little kid, I remember when I was little and I would go to my theater classes and my acting classes, and I would just come home, and I was not cool in high school. And I would sit home, and instead of like going out, I would ask my dad to go to Blockbuster so that I could rent every Marilyn Monroe movie and watch every single one, because I just felt like she was cool. And then I realized when I moved out to LA that a lot of people feel that way. And you're kind of basic if you feel that way. But I'm okay with being basic. I've read a million Marilyn Monroe biographies. I've seen all the movies. I've seen all the documentaries. And there's just something about her that makes women feel something, makes females feel something. And I think there's nothing wrong with relating to that. Anyway, okay. God, I'm so sorry about this podcast. I'm getting all weird and shit. So I went to, when Sheena told me, well, the charity is, you know, it's about children who were orphans. And basically Holly Grove is a charity that supports LA's children that are undeserved and they're basically at-risk children. They don't have a lot, and they're on poverty level, and maybe they don't have a family. Maybe they've, you know, suffered from weird experiences that have made them homeless, or just in situations that where they find themselves in situations where they feel like they can't get out of it. And this charity was named after Marilyn Monroe, and that's why it's called, you know, it's, well, the gala that they have is the Norma Jean Gala. And Sheena piqued my interest. I didn't know fully what the charity was about until I got there, but I just know that I've always had this weird thing where I read, and anytime I see a book on Marilyn Monroe, I read that biography. I have a million of them. And so I went, and I went with her, and we sat there, and we both cried together because we watched so many adults who were involved with this charity as children, and the things that they've received from this charity in order to make a life for themselves. And they spoke there and they cried. I saw grown men on stage crying because this charity made it possible for them, well, the Holly Grove charity, to just like be better and to change their lives. And people that didn't have a chance, if it weren't for Holly Grove, it was just an awesome thing. So I went there, it was awesome. And we were eating, and all of a sudden at the end, it was an auction. And so people were auctioning off things. And I've never really been to like a full on, like raise your hand and auction. I've been to silent auctions, but never one where you actually like raise your little stick thing. You know what I mean? And I really wanted to, but I got chicken shit. I like got very shy, and I kept looking over at Sheena. I'm like, I really like, if there's something I see, I really want to bid on it. Like, this is such a fucking good charity. This is so cool. And I don't know. I feel emotional. I'm watching all of these people speak on stage, and this is such an incredible thing. And Sheena's like, just do it. Do it. And I'm like, no. Like, do you know how embarrassing? Like, I don't know. I've never done this before. I've never raised my, like, I've never done this in an auction. Like, I can't. I'm too embarrassed. And then I had that mentality the whole entire auction until the last thing came up. And the last thing they were auctioning off was this portrait of Marilyn Monroe that was like a mosaic. Like, it was a you know, when there's like a bunch of little different photos everywhere. And then if you're up close, you can't tell it's Marilyn Monroe because it's a million different photos. But from far away, you can tell that it's her, or you can tell what the photo is. So that is what came up. And I looked at Sheena. I was just like, oh my God, like I feel like I have chills. Like I just got off the plane from New Orleans. I was exhausted. I'm still exhausted. I didn't want to come out. I wanted to just stay home. And I'm here for a reason. And I just got so emotional from all of these people that were talking. And the last thing that was auctioned off is a beautiful piece of art. I have to do it. And Sheena rose my hand for me. Shout out to her. Moral of the story, y'all, I won. I mean, yeah, I'm looking at my, I'll share, if anybody cares, I'll email you guys or tweet a portrait. I mean, I just got the piece of art delivered to my house today, and it's in my kitchen. And I, yeah, thanks, Shannon, for making me do that. But It was a cool experience. If y'all ever get a chance to go to an auction, especially if it's for a charity where you get to hear people speak about what they're about, I really just recommend throwing everything into that and doing it, because it was just like such a cool experience. Okay. I'm going to stop being so serious right now. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm just in a serious mood. Just like so many things are going on. I can't help it. Okay. If you listen to my last podcast, I had it with my best friend from home, Sheena Menina, and we were talking about aliens and ghosts a shit ton, which most of you guys like, but there's like one or two people that email me and they're like, I am absolutely done with all the alien talk. Otherwise, I'm going to quit your podcast. Okay. Listen, for those of you that emailed me or tweeted me that, I can't please everybody, so calm the fuck down. I'm obviously not going to change my podcast for you, just for one person. That doesn't really make sense. So bear with me. I'm sorry if I bore you with that stuff, but like, you can always turn it off. So like, what? Okay. But my point is that after I did that podcast, Aaron, with two N's at the end, emailed me this like relationship analysis. Like, I mean the most in-depth relationship analysis that I've ever received. You know how when like you type in your birthday, and sometimes you even have to type in like what the hour was that you were born and where you were born in order to find this like horoscopy, like, I don't know, holy grail like situation? Okay, well, this is what this reminded me of. She said that it was like about planets, except it really wasn't. It was like, all I can say is that the name, the first part of it says love cards. And it says in-depth relationship analysis for Stassi and Patrick, because she was able to find our birthdays. And when I tell you, this is like a 27-page analysis of me and Patrick's relationship and who we are as people, mainly who we are together. And I've never seen anything so spot on in my entire life. I sent so much of it to Patrick, especially when we're fighting. You know what I mean? I'm like, just like, read this, dude. Like, now you know what your problem is. Kidding, but not. But I really did send him this. And we were both just like freaking out, because everything it said was just, I felt like I was on drugs. I was like reading this like sober, like at noon. And I'm like, is this for fucking real? Because this is exactly how I feel like I am. And this is exactly how I feel like he is. And this is exactly what our issues are. And this is exactly what our strengths are. So what the fuck? Everybody needs to go to do this weird love cards thing. I don't really know what it's called. Like, that can't be the name of the website. Aaron will have to just like email me or tweet me what the actual name of the website is or something. But I'm telling you, this shit was legit. Like, legit in a way that I can't even explain. Okay, so I've come up with this thing where, you know, I feel very passionate about my sponsors. I'm not here to fool you. And I turn down sponsors when I don't believe in them. I shit you fucking not. I get in trouble with, you know, my bosses are actually very understanding, so I don't really get in trouble. I just always I'm insecure about the fact that I'm going to get in trouble, but I actually have the best bosses ever, so they don't yell at me when I refuse to do things. But I feel like there's a way for me to truly explain things that are important. I wouldn't say the word important. I mean, like, a reason to like make it like a point, like, hey, you actually do need to get this for this reason. And that is what I'm going to start calling. This will be a little segment, a new segment that I'm not going to put all my sponsors in it, but some of them in. It's called it's going to be my drawer. I don't know if it's going to be Stassi's drawer or my drawer. I don't really know yet. I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm letting the whole like idea of it marinate. I'm not exactly sure how to, you know, I'll get there, whatever. And I feel like the point of a drawer is, you know, do you ever feel like you're going to a party or there's a holiday or a birthday or something. You need to get a gift for somebody and you never know what the fuck to get. Yes. I know you're shaking your head. Yes. I know you agree with me right now. I don't know where you are. You could be in your car driving home from work, like wanting to shoot yourself because you're in traffic, or you're actually at work pretending not to be listening to a podcast and just like pretending to like actually do your work, but you're not. Wherever you are, or you're just like sitting here drinking wine and you know that your babies, your children are sitting there in front of the TV safe and sound watching, you know, Disney. What's that song? Because like I babysit Kingston, Jen's baby boy, all the time. And there's like that Mickey song that they all do. Oh man. Now I'm gonna go to sleep thinking about like, what is that song? Whatever. Fuck it. Okay. I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow anyway. Okay. So this is what I'm talking about. We all have things that we need to get presents for. And right now, it's about Mother's Day. And so what I'm saying is that I have a fucking drawer. And that is how I look at a lot of these things. When you think like, okay, I got invited to this event, to this party or whatever, and you need to, you know, get a present for it. And you Google, you know, what is this person like or what's appropriate to bring to this type of party, whatever. Just listen to me, because now I'm just going to take shit out of my imaginary drawer, except I'm going to think it's not imaginary. So Mother's Day is coming up. Cool. Mother's Day. How hard is that? Because, I mean, listen, you can get jewelry and that's amazing. Alcohol, even more amazing. Clothes, but does that fit her? Shoes, but will she like them? A dating app account, but is she single? I mean, listen, just because my parents have been married a million times doesn't mean yours have. So my first gift, my first present that I'm taking out of my drawer, that this is how I'm like sorting my thoughts when I go to parties and stuff, is like, what do I have in my drawer for different occasions? You know what I mean? So Mother's Day. Let's talk about Sherry's Berries. Listen, if you listen to other podcasts, you've heard the Sherry's Berries thing. So I'm not going to pretend like it's something new. They're just tasty and good. I'm not going to bullshit you and make you think that they're going to like give your mom an orgasm like in her mouth. Like they might, because they're that good. But listen, it's not the fact that they're just tasty. They're beautiful. If you go to Sherry's Berries or berries.com, they don't only just have berries there. They have different desserts that are they're beautiful when you look at them. And when they arrive on your door, on your doorstep, it's like getting, I don't know, like a Marie Antoinette dessert. Do you know what I mean? It's special. I mean, my favorite part of this website is the strawberries that are covered in different flavors. Like they have like white chocolate that have like, you know, like the chocolate design on them. They have nuts on them. They have all full on chocolate with chocolate chips. I mean, they have everything. It's like a freshly dipped situation that's always really good. I remember before I actually was introduced to Sherry's Berries, Patrick had somebody send them to him when I was at Rock Bottom at the Venice Beach Shack, and I ate them every day for breakfast. And I literally was like, this shit is legit. this is actually legit. This is legit breakfast, because you're getting fruit and you're also getting like sugar, because doesn't everybody wake up in the morning wanting sugar? Okay, I digress. Basically, I'm saying, if you're looking for something for Mother's Day, and if your mom is, or your grandmother or your wife or your, you know, baby mama or your sister who has a child or your best friend who has a child, and you're looking for something to get her, and she likes food and she likes berries and she likes that kind of stuff, you have to go to berries.com, berries.com, and click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in my code STASI because if you do, you get a freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 or more. So you can get something for like $20. You know what I mean? That's it. And I'm telling you, if you go to the website, if you go to berries.com, you'll see how beautiful they are. And any woman or man, if you know what, if like you're, there's a dude that's a mom. If that's one of those couples where it's like the dudes are both the moms and like, get that for him. We shouldn't be saying just for women. It's for the dudes too. So yeah, please do it. And go to berries.com, berries.com, and type in my code Stassi at the top right corner. And you get, $19.99. And you can double that for just $10 more. Okay, listen. If she doesn't like, if the Mother's Day situation, and I feel like I should now say Father's Day or whatever. I don't really know. If she doesn't like, if he or she doesn't like strawberries or like chocolate covered strawberries or desserts or anything like that, I have another option for you that I am taking out of my drawer. Yes. I have another option for you guys, and that's for somebody who's not particularly fond of having food in the refrigerator, I guess. It's flowers, because everybody loves flowers. I mean, who doesn't? And if you go to ProFlowers, if you use ProFlowers.com and use my code Stassi, you get 100 blooms. 100 blooms. If you go to the website and look up what that looks like, it's like a fucking pretty ass, like, bouquet situation. Is that the right word, bouquet? You know, even though it's in a vase, is bouquet just like when you're holding it, or like what technically is that called? I don't know. All I'm saying is that I've been looking at the photo, because I know all of the, like, I know all of my sponsors, and I make sure to know everything about that, because I'm not going to sell you guys bullshit. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful vase and flower situation. So if you're looking for something for Mother's Day, and you don't think your mom or your grandmother or whoever is going to be into, you know, chocolate covered strawberries or desserts or something like that, and you think that flowers are more her style, then $19.99. That's $20. $20. You get 100 blooms with a free glass vase. I mean, plus shipping and handling, but that like costs like nothing. You know what I mean? Or you can make her day extra special and upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $10 more, $9.99 to be specific. So like not even $10, you know? So go to proflowers.com and use my code Stassi. I'm telling you, when I first moved to LA, well, no, like the second time, like when I moved to New York to live with Patrick, and then I moved back here with him, but I was here for a month straight, like making our apartment and decorating it and all of that stuff. He sent me flowers, and it was from Pro Flowers. So that's really sweet that like he knew about that. I mean, he's a radio person too, so he knew all that, whatever. I feel partial to Pro Flowers because my boyfriend sent me them. So seriously, if you don't feel like chocolates or strawberries is your mom's thing or your grandmother's thing, use my code Stassi at proflowers.com and get 100 blooms with a free glass vase. And you can upgrade that if you want. So that's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in Stassi, S-T-A-S-S-I. So don't leave your mom hanging. I mean, right? You know? Okay. I got a few questions that I felt like I could answer. I get so many questions that I feel like I can't answer because I'm not allowed to talk about a lot of things. I'm going to do the most superficial question first and then follow it up with one that's a little more, I don't know, meaningful. I've got a lot of questions about my extensions. You know, what type of extensions are they? Clip-in? Are they, you know, a halo? Are they tape-in? Are they the binding ones? Like, what do I do? Well, okay. Seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules, I had, oh, even before that, I used to do clip-in extensions. And that shit is a pain in my ass. I can't do that. I'd rather just have thin hair. I tell everybody because people are like, oh my God, you have such pretty hair. And I'm like, well, if you were to see me without my extensions, I look like fucking Gollum. I have like 3 strands of hair. So no, but thank you. So I used to do clip-in extensions. And then seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules, I did a halo. If you don't know what that is, you got to Google it. It's like a strand of hair with like this like, it almost is like a headband, except it's like with fishing line. It looks like it's made from like this clear, you know what, like, I'm not really outdoorsy. You know what people fish with? Like that clear fishing thread thing? That's what it looks like. And you put that on your head and it is the best. The best. If you are looking for extensions that you don't want to have permanently in your hair, I say go for the halo. That was my favorite thing. But if you are like Gollum like me and you have 40 strands of hair, then maybe you should do what I do. And that is the tape-in situation. Except when I looked, when I watched back of Vanderpump Rules, I saw my tape-in extensions in almost every single scene. And I yelled at my hairdresser, like, what the F? How did you let me go out like that? But I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable. It's quick. It's easy to put in. It's easy to take out. It lasts for like 2 months. I've never had the binding extensions where like they're like just little bitty ones everywhere. I always now just get tape and extensions. And it, you can take them out so easily. I have this little spray that I just like, if I feel like one's way too obvious, I just, or one's coming out, I spray it and I can easily take it out myself. So if anybody's looking into getting extensions, I say go for tape-in extensions for permanent ones, or get a halo instead of the clip-ins. So that's that. Okay, so I'm going to answer a serious question. I don't know if she's going to be mad at me for like reading this, but she didn't tell me that I couldn't in this email. But it registered with me. And I'm not going to say that I really know how to answer this or if I am an expert on, I'm not really an expert on anything except for Pinot Grigio, let's be honest. So I'm going to just do my best. But this lovely, eloquent lady wrote me, okay, that she had been eyeing this piece of man candy all year and didn't do anything about it because he was in a relationship. And then she found out that he wasn't. And when he wasn't, he started messaging her and they started going out and it was amazing. She took him to formal. He took her out on dates. He paid for everything. Like, it was awesome. And then one of the last dates they went on, he said, when he was getting out of the car, he said, well, aren't you going to come up? Like, come up to his room. And she asked him, well, do you want me to come up? And he said, yes. And so she went upstairs, put on her pajamas, and they talked all night long, and they spooned all night long, cuddled all night long, but he still hasn't made any moves. Like, basically, they'd been on a million dates, and he hadn't made a move, like a sexual move, and now, like, she finally was asked to come up to his room or his apartment, and he still hasn't made a move. She gave a disclaimer saying he isn't gay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is how I feel about things. I feel like people so easily like put on, people want to label people so easily. That's what I'm trying to say, is that it's so easy to just think about your life and think about other people in a black and white sense. And I'm guilty of that. I do the same exact thing. I think most of us do, because when I read this, where it's like, okay, you guys have been dating for a while and he hasn't made one move, and then he asks you to come up and all you do is talk and cuddle and he's not doing anything sexually. Well, like, to me, because how we've all been just like raised and groomed is to think, well, if a man isn't making a move, then he must be gay, right? That's what magazines tell us. That's what Cosmo tells us. That's like, you know, what that's just what we're used to. But I don't really think life is like that. I feel like so many different things go into somebody's psyche and the way, you know, everybody's raised differently and everybody has different genes and genes not in the denim way, in the like way that, you know, maybe somebody is more shy and not, and you just never know what is behind the reason somebody's doing something. And so she's asking me what she should do because she doesn't want to have the what are we conversation. And again, I'm not going to say that I'm an expert on any of this shit. I am just saying, okay, I'm putting myself in this situation. If I were to have been interested in somebody and we started dating, and she did preface it saying, he texts me super romantic stuff. He compliments me all the time. He it's very romantic, all of that. So like, it's not just like a friendship situation. And so if I were in that situation where I was getting everything I needed, except like once it actually came down to it, he wasn't being physical, I wouldn't ask a what are we question. I would just be like, I think maybe I would ask like, why aren't you trying to hook up with me in maybe a feminine way or a girly way? I don't really know. Or I would make the first move and see what happens. I don't know, because if you sit around and wait for something, a lot of the times you don't get what you want. I feel like I'm not good at advice, and I'm not saying that I'm somebody to follow. I'm saying that the way that I've lived my life is that if I feel something, I act on it. And if I have a thought, I say it. And if I have a feeling, I have to talk about it and discuss it. So if I was feeling like I wanted to be intimate with somebody, or I wanted to at least say like something about it, I would say it or I'd act on it. And if they turned me down, then it's his loss. Because honestly, at that point, you have nothing left to lose. So I just think, instead of sitting there and waiting around, because why the fuck are women waiting around for men to make a move now? I'm so over that. I'm so over rules. I'm so over all of that stuff. And I love that this girl who emailed me, it was such a thoughtful, wonderful email, and I have photos of both of them. She's stunning. She's beautiful. Her boy is beautiful. And I just feel like we've all been raised to just think that like men have to ask us and men have to, you know, be the initiators. And that's not fair. What if they're shy and the woman isn't? And what if like, what if the woman is more like, what if we just want to do what we want to do? That's how I feel. Do what you want to fucking do. And if you get turned down, then he's not the right one. So that's my advice on that. Oh, dear Lord. Okay, guys. Listen, I'm sorry if this got weird. I'm still learning how to do a podcast alone. And all I know is to just be open emotionally and mentally with you. And so that's what I'm trying to do in order to make this extra Ask Stassi podcast great. So from here on out, this extra podcast is called Ask Stassi. So if you have a question for me, you can either email me at Stassi at stylebystassi.com or tweet me with the hashtag hashtag Ask Stassi, and I'll write those down. I respond to a lot of y'all's emails. So even if you send me an email saying hashtag Ask Stassi, I might write you an email instead of talking about it on my podcast. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you for bearing with me. And peace, my Khaleesi's. Stay tuned till this episode coming up this week, right? My next one. Bye.